All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tara in quote says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I have one of those group therapy situations.
Okay.
Hoping you can help me figure out what to do here because I'm still in total shock and getting more upset the more I think about it."
Oh.
"So just started a new serving job at a super fun spot that gets slammed for lunch."
Sure.
"Like line out the door kind of busy."
Yes.
"I was really excited."
Uh-huh.
"And after 3 days of training, they had me work my first shift on my own."
Okay.
"I thought I held my own okay for a first day, right?"
Sure.
"That night, got a Facebook message from my manager saying it wasn't working out and that I was fired."
Oh, dang.
"Not even a call or in-person conversation, just a DM."
Holy cow.
"I was confused, honestly embarrassed, so I called to confirm it wasn't a joke, and sure enough, they said I was done. No explanation."
Dang.
"But here's where it gets messy. I asked around and found out the manager's girlfriend saw me as competition and didn't want me working there."
What?
"Apparently, the manager has a history of dating staff, and to prove something to her, he used me as an example and cut me loose."
Dang.
"So now, I don't know what to do."
Uh-huh.
"Do I fight this? Report him? Just move on and let it go? I don't want drama, but I also feel like I totally got screwed over for no good reason."
Mm.
"Would love your thoughts."
Well, okay. Can you prove?
That's the thing.
Yeah, I was going to say that is quite the bit of juicy gossip, but is it true?
I feel, though, like she deserves an explanation. Like, is she being fired for cause on her first day of working on her own, and for them to not say what she did wrong or even give her a warning or, "Hey, here's where you messed up a little. You need to improve that. Otherwise, we're going to have to let you go."
Yeah, like, unfortunately, I don't, in Kentucky, you don't have to say.
They don't have to do that.
You don't have to say.
Oh, wow.
You just say.
That's harsh.
"Today was your last day." I'm like,
wow.
"Oh, okay. Bye."
That's so unfortunate, especially when she was really excited about the job and really wanted to work there.
Yeah. Wow. Facebook message.
That's unprofessional.
Letting you go.
That's literally unprofessional.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do that as a manager, you got to bring them in, and even if it's the next day, and just say, "Hey, sorry, this isn't working out."
Right.
"You're done."
At least a phone call. At least a phone call. The fact that she had to follow up and confirm because it felt like it could have been some sort of a prank.
Man.
Because who does that? Who fires someone over social media?
Well, apparently Tara gets fired via social media.
I totally get why she's
We got a message from a listener who said, "For several years, I was in charge of doing the firing and firing people, and I would use a catchphrase when I was firing someone."
Wow.
And then he said, when it was my turn to be fired, they used my catchphrase on me.
Of course they did. Because that's karma.
And he says, "I wonder if everyone wanted to punch me in the face like I wanted to punch them." The catchphrase was, "We're upgrading you to a customer."
Oh, it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade.
You can enjoy this service, but from a customer's point of view.
I mean,
her manager could have at least said that to her.
Right.
Could have at least said, "Hey, Tara, we're going to upgrade you to a customer." What does that mean? Well,
you're better at eating our food than serving it.
So, I mean, Holly says, "Tell everyone to boycott the restaurant." The manager sounds like a dirtbag.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I have a hard time, just saying boycott the restaurant.
But this clearly feels like it's not justified in any way.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they gave her a day. And it sounds exactly like, the theory behind the motivation behind the firing.
All right.
Again, you can't prove it.
All right. A couple things. One, if you've got any suggestions on how to, approach this, I mean, I would almost maybe chalk it up and just try to move on. I don't know. I don't know if I would want
to. It's probably what she's going to have to do. But I understand that
she's trying to figure out,
wait, isn't there something I can try to do here?
Right. 502-795-1997.
Go to the owner. Is there an owner?
Yeah, true. or HR or something. I don't know. Or if you have a story of a wild way that you or someone you know got the axe.
Yeah. Irrational reason.
Sure.
Any of that.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So our listener Tara feels like she was made an example of at her new job. It's 99.7 DJX. She got fired on Facebook, then did a little bit of digging and found out that, you know, apparently her manager's girlfriend saw her as competition and the manager has a history of dating staff. And so he was like, all right, she's got to go.
Yeah, Pamela says, I wouldn't let it go. Print out the message on Facebook, send it to the corporate office, send it to HR, and then post it on their Facebook page, report it to the Better Business Bureau. I'd also post it on the town paper page. I make sure everyone in town knows about the manager. Number one, a Facebook message is unprofessional. Number two, you should never be friends with your boss on Facebook. If you're not, then secure your page better. Number three, do make sure to report him for wrongful termination. Number four, I would never return to their work because he, his girlfriend, will make it miserable for you, like giving you the dirty side jobs, most busy section, and watch maybe fail or cut your hours. If you have good relationships with any of your coworkers, ask them to write a statement and date it. Sorry you had a jerk boss.
We did get a text from a listener that says, look, if you file the wrongful termination or toxic workplace suit, the burden of proof is on you, so rumors are not proof.
Right.
While it was, you know, crappy to happen to you, you don't really have a case, so move on. Your boss did you a favor.
Yeah,
because you're going to learn later on that this is not a great spot.
Amanda pointed out on text, Kentucky's a no-fault state. And, you know, they don't have to give you a reason. There's really nothing to fight, even if you had proof. Besides, who wants to work at a place with that kind of drama?
I know. What a drama place.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the food service industry is a wild west of drama.
So...
what crazy way did you or someone you know get fired? Listener said, my good friend was once fired for stealing pens, like a lot of pens. Friend thought it was harmless. Apparently, HR disagreed when they found hundreds in her desk.
That's a lot.
All right. Maybe there was more to that than just the pens, but the pens were the... was the straw, apparently.
Might have been justified.
Maybe.
Wendy says, what about being fired for a bad TikTok? My cousin posted a dance video in uniform at work. He got attention for all the wrong reasons, and the boss didn't appreciate the twerking next to the deep fryer.
Yeah, you got to be careful if you're wearing, like, company logo when you do social media stuff like that.
Yep.
Carrie says, how crazy is this? A coworker of mine was fired for passively aggressively replying to a group email, accidentally hitting reply all.
Oops.
He meant to complain to a friend about how annoying the boss was. Instead, everyone got to read it, including the boss.
Oh, no.
That does seem kind of vicious to then just let him go like that.
Yikes. Tim says a buddy of mine was fired for impersonating his manager on the intercom.
What?
He claims he said something like, clean up on aisle three and someone please get Brad a personality. Brad was his manager.
Yeah.
I think there's more to the story, but that's what I heard.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
So, yeah, Terry, you can see that it's not just you. Other people have been fired for crazy ways. Meredith said, I was once fired for calling in sick. I was caught posting photos from a lake trip. To be fair, I said I had the flu, but I forgot and posted a pic to my Instagram of me holding a margarita and a fish.
They're going to frown upon
you. A lot of businesses now don't call it sick days. They just call it paid time off.
Exactly.
And so you can do whatever you want with it. I mean, we used to have the designation of sick days or sick days.
Right.
PTO is PTO.
But if you didn't use them, then you lost them, and it was considered
it was
a day off. So, and then another anonymous one. I still work here.
I love this.
But a coworker was fired for hooking up with the regional manager who was married.
Whoops.
Oof. Someone tattled. Things blew up. Let's just say HR had a field day. She got fired. He got reassigned.
Oof.
Dang.
That, all right.
Dang.
I know another business where that similar thing happened too. So.
Dang.
Crazy, right? All right, good stuff. Hey, thanks for the stories. Tara, sorry you went through this. I think a lot of people are saying, look, maybe this is a, you know, a blessing in disguise sort of thing.
Like you don't want to work among that kind of drama anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.